Thank you for tuning in to Teach Me Thy Statutes. You know it, where we're looking at the Word of God and pulling out nuggets of truth to apply to our daily lives. And today I want us to read 1 Samuel chapter number 2, verse number 2. And it says this, "There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." In this verse, we find Hannah praying to God. This is her second recorded prayer in the book of 1 Samuel, although I do not believe that this is only the second time that she prayed. I believe that she was a praying woman that knew how to talk to God. She's continuing on the thought of rejoicing over who God is, and she's praising Him for it. It's here that we find something very interesting. Hannah says three very factual and distinct things about God in this verse. First, she says that there is nobody that is as holy as God is holy. God's holiness is something to stand in amazement of, as He is the purest of pure and has no sin. Second, Hannah says that there is nobody beside Him. When I look at this phrase, I can't help but think of a race. There is nobody in front of God, and there's nobody even to the side of God. It's not even a close second. You see, nobody compares to God. And I believe that's the point that she's reiterating in this verse. There isn't even a close second. God stands out from among the rest. Third, Hannah says that there is no other rock like our God. In the storms of life, as well as our good days, God is a rock that provides a firm foundation. He is that foundation that is not movable and does not crack under pressure. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Again, Hannah is saying, nobody compares to God. What a comfort to know that our faith and trust is placed in the one that is holy, that is set apart above anyone else, and that is a rock that we can build our life upon. So how do we apply this to our lives? This is the place where we apply truths from God's Word to our daily lives, isn't it? This is Teach Me Thy Statutes. I'm glad that you asked those two questions. There are many religions that try to put their God, little G-O-D, on the same plane as our God, capital G-O-D. They even sometimes have similar parallels as far as accounts that we find in our Bible. However, nobody compares to God. Confucius, Mohammed, Buddha, just to name a few, are still all in the grave. But my God is alive and well. I know this because of the times where in my life I've seen Him working. As you go about your day today, remind yourself that nobody compares to God. They can try to mimic our God, but they are not authentic. He is holy. Nobody comes close to Him. He is a rock that we can stand on without it cracking or moving. Also, as you go about your day today, don't just remind yourself that nobody compares to God, but pray and thank Him that He is set apart from everyone else. Praise Him for who He is and not just what He does for us. I hope that this is a blessing to you here today. And as you remember the thought, nobody compares to our God, and you thank Him for that, I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed day. Until next time, God bless you.